Diddy Hip Hop, Domo Genesis, right?
Domo.
Domo Genesis and Alchemist, No Idols, mixtape, our future member. Bebo, what you think of the mixtape?
Set the alley-oop, baby. Dunk that bitch, man. Right. Dunk that bitch.
Oh, man. Okay, that well, fuck you, B. Fuck you. But shit. Honestly, I like this shit. I think it was, for me, a little bit refreshing to hear some of the iFuture members on somebody else's production, like for a whole project. And I definitely, you know, Alchemist is dope. I don't think nobody needs to, you know, touch that. The beats were dope. It was one beat. What was the one that had, like, the fighting guy in the background? Yeah, I was like, yeah, I didn't like the little fighting guy, but the rest of the beat was dope. But Domo, man, Domo killed it. Domo killed the mixtape, like beginning to end. Tyler killed it.
Tyler killed it.
Man, I think my favorite line that Domo said was, "I like to write all my shit because I like to document it. So no freestyle. I like to do the Dougie when the chicks suck my peanut." That nigga is hilarious.
That's deep, man.
No, it's not deep. It is not deep. Shit. It is
he
not
deep. He's deep.
Nah, not deep. But, you know, they don't give you deep shit. You know, they give you funny shit like that. So I definitely think that it was dope, beginning to end. I think the one person I didn't like on it was Smoke Dizzle.
Oh, no. Are you serious?
I didn't like Smoke Dizzle.
I like Smoke. Smoke has some nice lines, man. Like the, come on, man. Like, whatever, man. Smoke has some nice lines. What do you say? Something about in the ninth inning on Mariano Rivera on the mic. Like, you didn't think that shit was cool.
You know how many times Mariano Rivera.
You don't watch
baseball.
Over my head.
I don't know what that means.
But you know how many times that Mariano Rivera line been used? From front to back, man. I think Domo did his thing.
Why? He did his thing.
Yeah, he did his fucking thing.
It's dope. that's his
newest dope.
I know.
He did his thing.
It's a bump in the whip.
He bumps it.
Yeah, they mad as hell that you didn't say this shit last time.
Yeah,
it was like, yo, man, FIFO, man, what the fuck? Dude, Jared been bumping the whip or what, man?
I liked everybody except Domo Genesis on this tape. Yeah, Domo really kind of, you know, doesn't really do much for me. You know, his voice, with the production, I think was, I don't think I like him over Alchemist production. I don't think it kind of fits for me when I hear him rap. I don't think his voice is really strong enough. I think it's a little bit too light, you know, to kind of go over his stuff. Yeah, man, I think it is, man. It doesn't fit, man. I'm used to hearing people that has those, like, Tyler sounds okay because he has more
he's
of the,
powerful.
Yeah, but, the stronger.
But what about, like, Evidence?
Evidence
powerful.
Has a strong, deeper voice than
But he's
than
monotone,
Domo.
But he's powerful.
Powerful?
Yeah, when Evidence comes on a track, you immediately pay attention. When Domo comes on a track, you lose him. The production completely, I mean to take your point, fine. The production completely buried Domo. Like, Domo on this mixtape, to me, I agree 100% with Ken. He sounds like your average, everyday, amateur-ass rapper. Sorry, nothing against him.
No.
He just does not exude any charisma, any personality. I walked away from this with the same reason I didn't like Rolling Papers. He's so basic and boring. I didn't like that either. He doesn't do anything. Like, he just raps really basic. But go ahead, Ken, sorry.
I mean, man, he probably needs to record when he wake up in the morning or something, because, you know, during the day when his voice is warmed up, he's just on the track. But everybody else, man, sounded good on it. I enjoyed them because they sounded like they fit. But Domo didn't sound like it fit to me at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I fucking agree. I think, is it Domo or Domo?
Domo.
Yeah, he's just like, he just stays like, and I told Candace, he just like nothing extraordinary. He just stays like this the whole time.
Yep.
I mean, It's like, man, dude, it puts some feeling, you know, sound like you want to rhyme on the microphone when you're rhyming, man. It's like, I don't hear that from him. No type of passion or nothing at all. He just sounds not really like Currency Born, because that's like, that's
here
bold.
We go. You know they're trying to shut us down, B. You know they're trying to shut us down. You talking about Currency again.
Yeah, the YouTube
fucking with the jet lag. You fucking with the jet lag.
Fucking with the jet lag.
God damn it.
But, damn it. But yeah, man, like, yeah, this production, like, it's not like he was just drowning in this production, trying to stay alive over this Alchemist production, man. It was just like, dude, Action. Now, one thing I can say, I would be looking forward to an Action Bronson and Alchemist EP if they ever decide to release one, because I liked his features. Earl wasn't like spectacular. He wasn't bad. Enough. What? You disagree? You thought he was
amazing?
Yeah,
I think y'all tripping.
Oh, I mean, he was.
Earl to me is one of those dudes that just never sounds
great,
bad.
Yeah, he's great, but I mean, he wasn't on this mixtape particularly. He wasn't like, ooh, like, you know, it wasn't wow, like how normally Earl would be. The thing I do like about this mixtape is that it's short, you know.
Yeah, 11.
You know,
yeah.
11 tracks, love it. And the intro, that's one thing I don't like. The first track. Yeah. It was just like, why would you start a mixtape off like this? Just no type of energy or nothing. I'm like, okay, this is what
that
I'm about
to
be.
That was the
whole tape. Yeah. Yeah, but I'm just saying, but why start it off that way?
With that beat, that particular beat.
Yeah,
I'm just like,
what in the
this
world?
This lazy
is,
flow.
Yeah, I'm like, okay.
You know what, man? Okay.
Go ahead.
He has a lazy flow, but I don't feel like it was like emotionless. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I just feel like he just has that lazy type flow, and he's not killing verses like, oh, you know, he's like Earl or Tyler.
But what did he kill?
Well, he missed
it. It's like he said he killed him. What did he kill?
He said he's like, not like he's killing.
No,
verses.
No, yeah. he said earlier.
Yeah, he did his thing.
I saw that.
He did the mixtape. What did he kill then?
Like, you know, them little funny lines and shit.
I didn't get no funny lines.
No,
Like, I had to listen. I had to turn it over 3 times. I was so bored. I wasn't even paying attention, and it always seemed like right when it got to that Earl track, that gang track with all those dudes on it. I woke up again. I was like, oh, fuck, what do the other 4 songs sound like? I had to go start it back over again. Mm. This album was so, like, to me.
Bland.
I don't even have any lines. Like, there weren't, his rhymes weren't even memorable enough, good or bad, to take away any lines.
It was on Me and My Bitch, which I like, God. But don't like.
That was corny.
It was corny.
He loves weed, though, so
it
that's
was
just corny.
Corny.
Of course he's gonna
I mean, I like when weed. He said, I'll never leave you for the white girl. Yeah.
Of course he. Of course he would like that.
Right. Fuck them pink toes.
Fuck them pink toes. I don't fuck with no pink toes. Shit. Shit. I don't even wear white shirts.
Yeah, like Me and My Bitch. Like, I like that song. You know what I'm saying?
I thought the beat was cool, but you're gonna do Me and My Bitch, and you're gonna basically take the
concept of Big.
Yeah. Like he brought nothing else to it.
Right. It's basic to turn a song like that into a weed song. It's so basic.
Okay, but I don't know. Like,
it's not creative at all.
No.
I don't think it was like, okay, so are you three saying it's not bad or is it bad?
I'm saying I would never listen to this ever again in life.
Okay.
I would take probably the No Idols track, Elimination Chamber track.
Was No Idols the last track? Like,
yeah, I would take the tracks probably with Earl on it and Tyler and the Smoke Desert track. I'll probably take like maybe a couple. I'll probably get like half.
Okay, so it's not okay. So,
and maybe the Me and My Bitch song.
I guess I was reading y'all wrong. I just felt like y'all saying it was just like bad. Yeah.
I don't know. You might be reading me right.
Okay.
I didn't care for this at all. Again, I don't think Damo. I don't think. Have I gone yet? I just keep jumping.
You double dutching.
Like, yeah.
Wait.
I just think that he needs to work on charisma. He needs to work on finding some kind of lane for himself, because everybody else in the crew has a personality. Even the two Jasper and Taco.
Yeah.
Even them, like, even though they're not the best rappers, like, when they come on a track, you pay attention. When Damo comes on, I don't pay attention at all. I'm just like, oh, he's just blending in with the music. And his lines, it's like none of his lines are memorable. It's like everything he says, like I said, he sounds like a basic amateur rapper that I would. He sounds like one of your homeboys gave you a mixtape over Alchemist beats. Hey man, you know, one of the dudes that sent us on Twitter, hey, Mike C-Town, I went over Alchemist beats, check me out. You go listen to it and you're like, dog, really? You should be in the audience. You really
should be a fan.
You should be a fan. Be a fan like the rest of us. You don't see me trying to rap. You know what I mean? they're just his content, his wordplay left much to be desired, and I just don't see. It's almost like the beats were wasted. I don't want to be mean about Damo because he's not a bad rapper. He's just not a great rapper. He's just very, very basic.
He just doesn't give you nothing else with it. So like, he doesn't do nothing for you.
Nothing. And when people like Earl come on, I think it's what made his verse so much better than you guys might have thought it was, because he was rhyming next to Damo.
Yeah.
And Damo really can't keep up. And this, the music on this, I mean, even Alchemist Beats, as blasphemous as it might sound, I wasn't blown away by his beats on this album.
I thought some of the beats were a little hollow.
They were dry. Yeah, they were really dry.
And that also kind of led to part of the problem that I had with Damo, because the beats didn't really sound as full. It sounded like it kind of needed like some
beats. Maybe that's why I can see some of them beats played. he had his dry shit. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and make a short EP, dude.
You could be right.
Maybe Alchemist's like, look, I got these beats perfect for you. I'm serious though. Sometimes
could be right.
Sometimes producers might be like, yo, I think he might do a beat and be like, yo, this shit perfect, Damo. Hey, yo, Damo, take this lazy shit right here, man. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what? The whole mixtape was lazy shit. It was like there's only two tracks where it was like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. The rest of it was like, you know. And Damo being a lazy rapper,
I think
it was just after a while, I was like, God damn, I just want to go to sleep right now.
They purposely did that.
That's not a good mix, man, when you give a lazy rapper lazy beats for an entire mixtape. Switch the shit up so we have some head bobbing tracks. There weren't really that many head bobbing tracks. But again, no diss to Damo or nothing, but I just don't think he fits very well with the rest of the crew. It's like everybody else has their thing. Everybody else, when they come on, you're like, oh shit, that's Earl. Oh shit, that's Haji. Oh shit, that's Taco. Damo comes on, you're like, who the fuck is this? Who is this? Who is this MC Sawdust? Who is that?
Yeah.
That's one of your homeboys? Oh, straight. Cool, man. How do you get on a track with Earl? He must have some money. He must be rich.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I think he was like one of the last people to join.
He was. Yeah, in 2009, apparently.
Yeah, so they probably, hey, nigga, you smoke weed? Come on.
Yeah, he's somebody's friend.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man, I liked it. I didn't think that it was great, but I think he did his thing. I think he's a lazy rapper.
It was great 20 minutes.
It was great 20 minutes.
I said he did his thing. Did
you said it was great.
And I said Alchemist beats were tight.
Here we go.
You told me it was dope as fuck.
Why you flip-flopping, dog?
I said it was dope as fuck. Them words came out of my mouth.
You said that's
your new dope as fuck.
The way you came off, you sound like you really,
really
like this.
Well, I'm just saying, they sucked the energy out of me, though. Shit.
I know it's our fault that he flipped.
No.
You liked it at the beginning.
His thing. I liked it.
That was not great.
All of y'all.
Man, just stand by your shit, though.
Yeah, look. I liked it. It bumps in the whip. I like Damo. You know, I guess they don't like him as much as I do.
Yeah, man, fuck them, man. But they don't like the shit.
You know,
man,
they don't like it. It's whatever, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Alchemist, you know, like I said, I just didn't like that one, you know, fighting guy in the beat.
But, I didn't know he was fighting.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. I couldn't.
I didn't know what the fuck that was.
Yeah, I didn't know about that. But, you know, outside of that, man, shit bumping the whip, I fuck with it.
That's what's up, man.
I mean, you know, production. You know, production outshining MC. This is a prime example of a producer outshining MC. When I listen to this again, yeah, send me the instrumentals for that joint. You know what I'm saying? That's about it. What?
He don't get one of his other friends to rhyme over it. It sounds just the same.
Oh, God. No. But other than that, yeah, you know, it's all right. He just stays like this the whole time. Yeah, just flatline the whole time. So I didn't really get that much excitement out of this mixtape. But, you know, I feature fans. Check it out.
I'm kind of like you. I probably won't really listen to it. I mean, it could shuffle and it'd be cool, but I'm gonna take out probably all the other tracks that I would like.
Take out tracks from
I'm gonna start some shit's going to the recycle bin. It goes hard in the recycle bin. But yeah, man, I just think when it comes to Damo, I think, you know, the production was just way too much for him. And I think when he's rhyming, he needs to definitely give a little bit more behind what he's doing, a little bit more energy, a little bit more charisma, something to keep us interested. And that's the thing. He's just rapping on the track, and this is the third project that I just haven't liked from Damo, or whatever you want to call himself. So, 0 for 3.
Damo's not a bad rapper. He's not a good rapper either. He's just a, in my opinion, he's just a really basic rapper. And I don't think that's what was needed for an Alchemist production. You know, Alchemist production demands attention. Alchemist production needs a really charismatic MC to go over it, or it just ends up sounding flat. And having a flat MC with mid-paced production for an entire mixtape was not the move. So I can't even say, oh, you Odd Future fans, go check it out. Because, I mean, unless you just like shit just because it's Odd Future, which yes. I do think a lot of people do,
yes, we don't know.
Just because he's affiliated, oh, it's got to be good. It's just, you know, it's Tyler. If that's how you think, great, go pick it up. But, you know, actually, pick it up anyway. I'm not going to shit on this dude's EP. Go pick it up. Check it out. You might like it. You might like it like FIFA tried to lie and say he didn't. So go check this shit out. It might bump in your whip too, but it did not bump in the Hyundai, man. The Hyundai just shut the fuck down.